look, this commentary won't be long, but all of a sudden we're being inundated with this propaganda about NASA and how they're going to launch this Artemis II mission to fly 4 astronauts around the moon. Whee! I mean, what's the point? What's the point? I mean, here we are, like what, 55 years or something after the Apollo missions where NASA claimed to land people on the moon, and we still can't land anybody on the moon all these years later. What are we going to do? Fly them around the moon? What a joke. What a total joke. What's the point of any of this? Now, clearly the propaganda is being pushed as a distraction. And in my mind, it's very simple. This is designed to convince the American people that America still has it, that we're still great, even though we can't beat Iran in the war, obviously. Iran is effectively winning because it still controls the Strait of Hormuz. We don't have technology that can protect Israel from Iran's missiles. Obviously, the Iron Dome is a total failure. We can't beat Russia, obviously, because everything we've sent over there has been destroyed from, you know, HIMARS and the tanks, you know, the Abrams and everything else. In fact, America, you know, this is a declining empire. And this, you know, rocket flight is supposed to say to the American people, oh, we're still great. We still have technology. How come we don't have hypersonic missiles in the military? How come Russia is 20 years ahead of us? How come China has the lead in like 60 out of 65 technologies? How come China is better at manufacturing everything compared to the United States, including robots and drones and cars and appliances and, you know, technology and soon microchips too? I mean, the U.S. is falling behind in almost everything. The one thing where the U.S. still has the lead is in heavy lift rockets, that is beating China. But I don't think beating Russia. I think Russia actually has far better rocket launch technology than does the United States. And at the same time this is happening, the U.S. military is proving to be totally obsolete. The Navy obsolete. The aircraft carriers are fleeing Iran. The USS Ford got hit by a drone, obviously, and it's now facing 14 months of repairs. The Abraham Lincoln had to flee because it was under fire. Trump admitted some of this the other day, saying that it was under attacks from Iran from 17 different angles, and all the sailors were screaming and running for their lives or something like that. Trump accidentally let all that slip out. Look, the U.S. is falling behind in almost everything, and pretty soon in AI technology as well, as China is taking the lead in AI. So what does the U.S. do? Oh, let's launch a rocket, and let's just tell everybody we're so great because we can launch a rocket. Oh, are you going to land anybody on the moon? No. Why not? Why can't you land somebody on the moon? Yeah, because I'm doubtful they even did the first time. Who knows? I mean, so much of that looks fake to me. I don't doubt that they've had, you know, unmanned craft land on the moon and, you know, put a reflector up there or whatever. I don't doubt that they've had the International Space Station orbiting the Earth. I don't doubt that they even tried to fly humans around the moon before, and maybe it failed, but I'm telling you, I don't think they landed anybody before. And the way we know that is because the video of the returning, what was it, a command module, whatever it's called, that took off from the moon? Yeah, somebody took that video. Did they leave that guy behind? Because that video had to pan up in real time to capture the thing taking off, and the takeoff doesn't even look right. Looks like just a bunch of sparks. Looks totally fake to me. And if you look back at NASA, especially in the 1960s and 1970s, so much of the stuff they were putting out was knowingly fake in the sense that it was supposed to be a depiction, but not reality. But they would... it would fake so many scenes, like they would fake a spacewalk with, you know, like a puppet astronaut like hanging out over the space capsule. And it's like, by today's standards, it looks hilarious. It looks like a comedy skit. But they ran that, they broadcast that, and they said, oh, this is real, you know. And people thought it was real because, you know, you think about it, the TVs back in the 1960s and the early 70s, the TVs sucked. They were black and white. They were tiny little screens. They had horrible resolution. You couldn't really tell. It's like if you squint, yeah, it's an astronaut walking in space. You know, who knew? Back then, you couldn't see anything on TV. Hardly. You know, you barely make it out. So that all passed as, you know, reality and documented fact. And then NASA later on admitted, well, we lost all the telemetry recordings of the Apollo missions. And you said, well, what happened, NASA? What happened? Well, we overwrote those tapes. You overwrote the tapes of what you claim is the most important historical event in the history of space exploration? You just like overwrote the tapes. Yep. That's what they say they did. They overwrote the tapes. So, what a coincidence. So nobody can independently review the telemetry of the Apollo missions, which would tell you if they actually landed on the moon or not. What a coincidence. I mean, come on. There are so many questions about NASA and all their claims and their space flights and everything. Even just a few years ago, they were claiming that they launched helicopters on Mars. And I forgot the name of the helicopters, but for a while they were running all this propaganda blitz like, we're flying helicopters on Mars, you know. I think one of them was called Scout, actually. I'm trying to recall that. That was back around like 2019, 2020, something like that. They said we're flying helicopters on Mars. You can look it up. I claimed it over and over again. The thing is, Mars doesn't have much of an atmosphere. 0.6% of the air density of Earth at sea level. So they claim they're flying helicopters around in less than 1% of Earth's atmosphere. Yeah. Not buying it. They're just flying drones around, you know, some desert somewhere and calling it Mars. That's all they're doing. They're so fake. Everything's fake from NASA. I think half the claims they've made over all these decades have been just complete fiction. And I think it's a money pit. It's a massive money laundering operation. As all this money goes to NASA and then it disappears into people's pockets. And every once in a while they launch something that people can see. Like, look, it's taking off, you know, it launches up into the sky. And from there, you got to take NASA's word for it because you can't see it. You know, just probably just orbiting around the Earth, you know, for a few days. And like, we went to the moon, you know. And then after the astronauts' diapers are full, then they have to splash it down, you know, in the ocean and say, we returned from the moon, you know. Yeah, no, you didn't. I don't think you did any of that stuff. You just made all that shit up. Because that's NASA. And, you know, the whole thing about space exploration is that nobody else can independently verify whether they're telling the truth. And do you trust NASA? I mean, come on. I mean, NASA was founded on Nazi technology, Operation Paperclip. They brought a bunch of Nazis after World War II and said, hey, run our space program. And our pharmaceutical program, too, by the way. And the FDA. Let's just put the Nazis everywhere in government. That's what we have now. And then every once in a while, they launch a rocket so that everybody can think that whatever they're doing up there, you know, whatever they claim must be real. I saw the rocket. You didn't see the rocket do anything other than launch for 60 seconds. And after that, you have no idea what that rocket did. You have no idea what happened to the astronauts. And frankly, for the most part, you don't even know if they're real. It's like AI astronauts, like avatar astronauts launched into, you know, simulated space so that Trump can make a bunch of big claims. Oh, we're still the greatest in the world. We have the best technology. Well, then how come you can't build railroads in America that function on time? How come you don't have high-speed rail? I mean, they have it in Japan. They have it in China. They have it in Taiwan. You can't build high-speed rail, but you can fly around the moon? Yeah, I don't believe it. I think they're full of shit. NASA is nothing but a clown show and a money laundering pit, as far as I'm concerned. So you're going to see a lot of propaganda about Artemis II And no, they're going to show you video from space. Is, suspiciously looks like AI rendered video or CGI. You know, what an amazing coincidence. And they're going to say how great they are. I don't believe any of it. Because our government does nothing but lie all the time. They just lie. So that's my take on it. And besides, what's the point of flying around the moon and coming back? What's the point? Who cares? Seriously, who cares? We've got problems here on Earth. You know, we got mass energy infrastructure destruction taking place. From 2 to 4 billion people might starve to death if we don't reopen the gas trains in the Persian Gulf for natural gas and fertilizer, etc. We got problems right here on Earth. Yeah, you know, screw your moon trip, you know? Nobody cares. And that's why I don't want to spend any more time on this either. Like, nobody gives a crap about NASA and astronauts and moon trips. You know, F them all. We need to stop the suicide of human civilization that's taking place right here on Earth. That's what we need to stop. Otherwise, we have no future. We have no future on any planet. Nor the moon. Elon Musk talking, well, we're going to have cities on the moon. No, you're not. You're just making that up because you're just a propagandist. And you're just a stooge for the military-industrial complex. So that's all this is. This is just a bunch of, you know, rah-rah bullcrap cheerleading by a collapsing empire to try to get you to believe that we're still capable of great things. Yeah, you can't even fix the St. Louis airport, you morons. Huh? If you can fly to the moon, how come you can't make the plumbing work? So, you know, how come you can't build a bridge anymore in America? Build back the freaking bridge that a ship ran into, what was it, a couple years ago? Just can't, if you go to the moon, can't you build a bridge? Could you do that first? Could you fix the potholes in Chicago, maybe? Huh? How about that? No, that's apparently not possible. That defies the laws of physics, but we're going to fly around the moon just for fun. I don't believe it. Screw these people. Screw NASA. We've got more important things to focus on. So thanks for listening.
Start your day right with our organic hand-roasted whole bean coffee. Low acid, smooth and bold. Lab-tested and ethically sourced. Taste the difference. Only at HealthRangerStore.com.